piss well, too good to be true. But the club was pretty dark and I'd had quite a few. I staggered to a table, sipping my brew. But just as I get there, she goes to the loo. Impatient bastard, now what do I do? Then I cop a friend and she's alright too. Her ass in good shape, above average boat. I ask her name, she sticks her tongue down my throat. I'm not one to gloat or boast, but take note. 20 minutes gone and she's getting a coat. So I down my beer, my boys start to cheer. Grin across my face, runs from ear to ear. She gives me the look, and I mean the look. Was it love at first sight, man, or something she took? A swagger in my step like a crook. Then I think the girl looks shook, she's had 2 months to drink. I look at her eyeballs to see if they're pink, but I don't get a chance cause she gives me a wink. So I travel to hers in an illegal cab. Plus I know she's a student, her house is drab. In my head I'm laughing, I've put the graft in. Stereo's playing some timeless Marvin. The lights dim down and the clothes come off, but I pass out cause her pillow's too soft.
I don't want to be true. I don't want.
But where the hell's this? I'm trapped in a girly purple abyss. It's proving costly, she took me hostage. First things first, man, where's the Frosties? Yeah. I slowly tiptoe toward the door, but she grabs my left arm like I've broken the law. Now who am I kidding? I ain't a guest, but she playing like she got me under house arrest. She starts with a speech about how she's feeling. I'm more intrigued by her lilac ceiling. Anytime now there's a question pending. She wants to confirm a romantic ending. Why did they charm you with hocus pocus? I gotta get home for the football focus. To dodge small talk, I admit defeat. How are you for dinner, love? Tuesday week.
I don't want to be true. I don't want.
She wanted a cab, but I made her see sense with the gift of the gab. A cab's 20 quid, and that's money for us. Plus it's one nugget each on the 220 bus. There's one little issue that we gotta address. I got just enough cash for a Pizza Express. Even though she wants Thai chili beef with mango, I'd be content with some wings from Nando's. We get to Express, but before we can order, she starts with a tirade that I never call her. I say, I'm trying to keep my phone bill smaller. Try and change the subject, have you got taller? Don't give me that, that's a load of tosh. She says words like that, she's a little bit posh. Look, all I want, Al, is a call at lunches. As she keeps ranting, the waiter approaches. Be honest, you want this to work or not? Dough balls, please, and an American hot. I'm talking, geezer, I want to know, please. She'll have a Caesar with no anchovies and two Peronis, he makes a no. I look back at her and she's getting a cold. She heads for the door like a sport adult. More food for me, eh? What a result.
I don't want.